Many of us sing in the shower, in the car, or alone in the bedroom. We imagine delirious fans screaming for an encore. And then the shower ends and the dream is swallowed by our real lives. But for those who refuse to let go of their rock and roll fantasies, there is one club on Manhattan's Lower East Side that promises the chance to make it all come true, if only for a moment. Nathan Collins Jensen with the story.
Somebody make some noise out there!
I would assume that everyone needs to rock, and our function is to help even, you know, the lowliest, you know, Morgan Stanley bond trader to come here and rock if they need to. We do not discriminate.
Rob Kemp plays bass guitar in a punk rock heavy metal band. Since 1999, they have been booked at Arlene's Grocery, a popular Manhattan club on the Lower East Side. Today, they are on the club's calendar every week, indefinitely. And all this without a rock band's most celebrated element.
By its very nature, the band has no lead singer. The lead singer is whomever has the balls to stand up on stage and stand or fall by their own merits.
And the singers at Arlene's all agree about what gets them up on that stage.
It's not a secret, I do want to be a rock star.
I think everyone has that in them.
Aaron Jaffe has been singing at Arlene's for 5 years.
And anybody who's like a real music fan, they're like, you know, oh, I wonder if I can do that.
Kendra Moore of Manhattan is a self-proclaimed karaoke enthusiast. She says all karaoke singers are pining after that moment of celebrity, but regular karaoke can't give you what you get at Arlene's.
Where else do you get to do that? I mean, you can sing in your car, you can sing at home, you can sing in the shower. But you are singing with a live band, like a rock star in concert.
Band guitarist Devin Emke.
This is a way for them to sort of live out some sort of fantasy that they've had about performing with a band, and this is a unique opportunity for them to do that in a live situation versus doing that in a small booth with a, you know, with a CD playing in the background.
Not only the singers are living out a fantasy. The karaoke show does the same for the band members. Bassist Rob Kemp.
This has been sort of a godsend for me as I, you know, I'm doing something that I was not sure in the middle 90s that I would ever have the chance to do, which is to enjoy myself and to, you know, make music and entertain people.
Arlene's manager and karaoke MC, Owen Kamaski, was once living the life of a punk rocker in Birmingham, England. His band, The Nervous Kind, toured in the early 80s and enjoyed some success.
You know, I kept the band going, but it was just like, what's the point? When I really was into it, I wanted a record deal and I wanted all of that, and that wasn't going to happen, and I'm 40. And
then
I'm just...
Kamaski got the chance to sing a song each week at his club's karaoke. Hey!
Hey! I love to perform, so the karaoke is great because I get to perform all the punk stuff and that I've always wanted to sing, but also... You know, it's much more fun because it's just not nerve-wracking at all. It's just pure fun.
Devin Emke agrees.
It's actually a very cushy gig for anyone who needs to get their rocks off and playing live music and does not really want to make the effort to go out and pursue their own musical endeavor.
Arlene's also appeals to those who are pursuing their own music. Paulie Z has been in bands for over 10 years. Now he is the lead singer and guitarist of the Brooklyn rock band ZO2. He has been a regular at punk rock heavy metal karaoke for 3 years.
It's just fun. It's like being able to do what you like to do without the politics and without the stress, you know? Just get up and sing, and I don't have to worry, how many people did I draw? I don't have to worry about, okay, is anybody watching, you know, any labels there? It's a great way to just see what it feels like without having to do the dirty work.
Polly says Arlene's is where the rock star idol and idolizer can meet.
It's a place where both worlds can mix. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. Some of those people, it's amazing when I find out what they really do. I'm like, what? You're a lawyer? you're a goofball. What are you talking about? You represent people?
Many of the singers are looking for something from the music that they don't get from their day jobs.
I mean, the cool factor, you know, ratchets way up on Monday nights, you know. I mean, I could tell people what I do for a living, and they're like, oh, that's cool, and they're interested in hearing about it.
Aaron Jaffe is an editor at the Wall Street Journal.
But, yeah, nobody, you know, I don't leave work at the end of the day and have people come up and telling me, you know, wow, that was really cool, you were really great up there, you know.
For those who don't perform for a living, the recognition you get at karaoke can be hard to find elsewhere. Communications professor Robert Drew wrote his doctoral dissertation on karaoke. He explored what motivates the everyday teacher or lawyer to be a star.
I do think there are a lot of people who go into karaoke bars just for a chance to have a public voice, to say something or sing something meaningful before an audience. The opportunities for that are very rare in our society.
The performers who take that opportunity at Arlene's are rewarded just for making the effort. To Jaffe, talent is all relative.
I've always said that, you know, you have the people who go up there and do their songs, and if you closed your eyes, you know, it almost sounds like the real thing, and they're that good in that way. And I kind of like the people who get up there and totally ruin a song. People who really know the song and get up there and murder it. Because that makes it into something completely new.
It's not about being good, it's about just going up and having fun.
School teacher Caroline Nichols has been singing at Arlene's for 2 years. She says bravery counts for more than talent.
You know, I hate it when people apologize because they messed up something. It's like, no, the fact that you got up there, because half of the people in the audience would never get up there.
But every week, people are getting up there, and the patrons of Arlene's, at least, want more.
There needs to be more bands in New York doing the Arlene Grocery thing. That place is packed on a Monday night, and they never get through all of the people that want to sing. You imagine if somebody was doing it on a Friday night and everybody knew about it?
Would you guys go to it?
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Live band punk rock karaoke is expanding. It's cropped up in other cities like Atlanta, San Francisco, and Chicago. But Caroline Nichols and Aaron Jaffe just hope it keeps going in New York.
But I'm always scared that they're going to say, and this is the last week, because, you know, it's one of them might, you know, want to stop or...
A lot of times with punk rock karaoke, you do feel like, you know, I am part of this sort of thing that will be historic when it's over. You know, there will be a day somewhere in the future where punk rock karaoke will be gone. And it will have happened, and it'll be a story that we tell people.
But for now, rock and roll dreamers who sing at home in front of the mirror and use their bottle of shampoo as a microphone still have karaoke nights like the ones at Arlene's Grocery. Nathan Collins Jensen, Columbia Radio News.
Happy night! Yeah.